The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
And just like that,
your favorite besties
and tastemakers,
Benito Skinner
and Mary Beth Barone,
are back.
Did you miss us?
You know they did.
Join us every Wednesday on your way to Sephora to hear our witty, ridiculous, and irreverent musings on life, the universe, existence, and of course, what we currently ride for.
You're going to absolutely live slash die for this podcast. You might even, dare we say,
ride for it.
Welcome to the Being Her podcast. Today we're going to talk about what a feminine energy woman never does, because she knows that this stuff is just not the vibes. She doesn't do this stuff. I'm so excited to talk to you today. We're on episode 56. I sound like a harried shrew. Like, this is one of the things that a feminine energy woman never does, because she knows that these things deplete her energy. They take her energy, and I am doing it. But at the same time, I am in a mode right now where everything is at 100 miles. If you are watching this on YouTube, my house looks like a mess. If you could see it, actually, if you could see behind the camera, you would see that it's an absolute disaster. And I had to choose today between blow drying my hair, but we liking the natural vibes. The hair is, you know, hairing. It's just the natural texture of the hair. We had to choose all these different things. I've just managed to put my handheld child, my handheld baby, who's always handheld. I don't know what it is. I mean, she loves me. That's cool. We love that for her. We love that for me. Honestly, she's a blessing, this kid. And we're recording this podcast. I am feeling both incredibly grateful and incredibly flustered. You know, the juxtaposition between the two is incredible. And there is so much I want to say, and there's so much I want to divulge. And I'm on one hand grateful. On one hand, I've got so much I want to share with you and tell you. And mainly the thing that I really want to say is how appreciative I am for everyone who's pre-ordered my audiobook. There's been some hiccups in the works in terms of getting help looking after the kids, recording this audiobook is going to be on Audible. It's going to be on Audible. Guys, the amount of times I sat down and looked at Audible and thought, wow, imagine having a book on there one day. By the way, for everyone who thinks I'm doing all that, chatting a lot, I'll put down in the description box below when feminine energy rules start. And for those of you in the podcast, I'll try and do that in the description box as well. But I feel like we're friends and I want to catch you up. This month, I'm going to have a lot of content on my YouTube channel. So if you're just listening to this on the podcast, I'd encourage you to hop on over with your little bunny butt onto my YouTube channel, because I'm having bonus content every week. So let's talk about what a feminine energy woman never does, because we talk a lot about what she does, but I think it's a good thing to talk about what she never does. I have them written on my phone here. So let's go. She understands that what you reflect, you attract. It's easy to want to react to situations as opposed to act. But because a feminine energy woman who is truly in her power, in her essence, in her scrummy, yummy manifesting energy, she understands that if she surrounds, well, it's a twofold thing. If she surrounds herself with people who do not create a positive reaction in her, then she will be depleted of her feminine energy. But she also understands that it's up to her to raise her vibration and react to things. You need to understand that you control your reality by controlling your reactions. This took me so long to understand. It took me so long to truly get that, because I used to think when I was younger, yeah, but how can I react neutrally to things that are really insulting or really mean, or say my partner treats me badly, or my friend doesn't reply to me, or somebody is really antagonizing? And I will just tell you an example on the weekend that I've had. I had to do my final book approvals. I had to record content for three different companies. The person who was supposed to help me look after my kids while I recorded the audiobook canceled. It was all just going crazy. And I had emails building up on my email inbox, whatever it's called. And I had my two kids on the weekend. There is nothing I love more than my two children on the weekend. And my husband was working on our new house. We're renovating a house. I want my house ready. So he's there, and that's fine. That's a choice we make. My son's a spirited chihuahua. Yes, he is. And he was doing all kinds of his spirited raccoon behavior, you know, because he's a toddler. And we went to a play center and all these emails were coming through and phone calls were coming through. Mind you, it's a Saturday. And I'm trying to call people to find out when they're available to help me for the next week so I can change the dates. And it was all just a hot mess express. And I realized my flustered reaction and my lack of groundedness and being in the moment, because what can I really do? What can I do to facilitate anything changing in that moment? I can't. I just have to be in the moment. And what did I always want is people around me who love me and who I love in return. And these children in this moment love me and want me more than anything else. My daughter and my son, to them, I am the world. To them, I am the coolest person. And that's not going to last and it's not going to be forever. As much as I love you guys, you can live without a video from me. Or as much as I love my book, and I love my book. I was looking at it yesterday, complete, finalized, and everything. And I was reading through it just to make sure the chapters are what I wanted them to be titled, because it's the new rules. And the rules are in there and I want them to be strong and transmit what I want to say. But I chose not to react flustered. I chose to completely put my phone down. I chose to completely fold in whatever I was doing and be present with my kids in that moment. A feminine energy woman, we confuse feminine energy about she put a skirt on, she did her hair right, she did all this. I chose to be in my playful energy and be with my children and be a kid in that day. We stayed in that play center all day. They were happy. We played, what are those called, arcade games. My son climbed. My cup was full. And if things went to the, not to the wayside, but if things went unperfected and unrefined, that's okay. And it's the same with people who might hurt your feelings. It's the same with people who might not return your phone calls. Be present in the moment and understand that your reaction and your queenly energy is, you are the powerhouse of your whole dynamic and everybody who is in your life. You are the epicenter of how things go in your life. The men in your life, the children in your life, you are the emotional center of everything. The equivalent of the house is the kitchen, and how you react to things and how you cultivate that emotionality is everything. Create your internal world, fill yourself with gratitude. And this goes back to what I just spoke about with my kids. A feminine energy woman never fixates on criticizing, complaining, and holding a grudge. Now, let's break those down. A feminine energy woman, outside of these things that you might hear on TikTok or everywhere else about dark feminine, light feminine, Labrador energy, black cat energy. Have you noticed about that whole Labrador and black cat example? The black cat being independent, emotionally safe within herself, holds herself up in a poised way, and the Labrador being the energy that you don't want to be, and that is chasing a man, doing everything for him, please, please, please notice me, that kind of energy. What you need to also understand, it's not just about those things. And those things are very good to explain kind of what feminine energy is, and especially dark feminine energy. But the grounded feminine energy is, if you take yourself as a being and an entity, you cannot be inspiring and draw good things to you and have the reactions you want if you're constantly criticizing. Criticizing means you're not focusing on yourself, means the spotlight of who you are is not on you, means that you're not cultivating something in yourself, but you are reacting to other things. That is criticizing. Complaining is the next one. Again, it's something out of yourself. It's something about other people. You're trying to change the state of other people in order to change yourself. You are trying to, through the manipulation of other people, make yourself feel better when truly it should be you who radiates that energy. And next is holding a grudge. Holding a grudge and that kind of like pouty little girl behavior, as I've grown up, I've realized is truly the opposite of feminine energy. When a woman in her feminine is upset about something, she's upset in a grounded and secure way. She says, I'm upset. I don't like that. In the past, when someone would treat me in a way that I didn't like, or I'd see that they're off with me, let's say a friend, I would also start to pout at them, or there's a lot of things online about, you know, give him the same energy he gives you. But do you have time for that? If he's breadcrumbing you and then he appears, then he disappears, he's there, he's gone, he's everywhere, and you start to emulate the same energy back and hold a grudge and be upset and you're pouting, how much of your life are you wasting? Because at the end of the day, that man is probably not going to be the man who's for you, with you, or who goes through life with you. That's not going to be the man for you. So tell me, when you're spending your time playing these games and complaining to your friends about him and pouting and all, you know, showing your character and like, he's upset me and now he's going to pay. The only person you're hurting is yourself, because he likes these games. It's like trying to throw mud at a pig. He's going to like it and you're going to get dirty. Okay. Feminine energy. A woman She never talks about criticizing and holding grudges and all that stuff to people. She talks about ideas, dreams, and not gossip. And I know you've probably seen these on like posters of like, you know, great people talk about ideas and petty people talk about other people. But truly, you will change your vibration and you will change how much is attracted to you, and you will change how you reverberate energetically in this world by changing that one thing. Start to talk about ideas and dreams. Start to think and write about ideas and dreams. Start to concentrate on those things. If you are concentrating on your man's behavior and criticizing him constantly, as opposed to knowing perhaps it's not for you, if it's that detrimental, then you are truly wasting your energy and you're really digging in mud when you should be in the clouds, you know, as a woman. The next thing that a feminine energy woman understands about energy is when you want something really bad and you get frustrated and then you get mad about not getting that thing, that is a surefire sign that you are not ready for that thing that you're requesting. For example, if you want money or if you want a certain career or if you want to elevate yourself in a certain way and it's not happening, you really need to sit down with yourself and write a stream of consciousness of all the things you want or that specific thing you want. Let's say you want to make a certain amount of money. Let's say it's 200,000 in a year, Australian, or I don't know, 150,000 American, or whatever it is from your business. And it's just not working. And I've been in that situation where I've had money blocks, crazy money blocks. And if you haven't listened to my previous podcast, I think it's two podcasts ago or two YouTube videos ago about attracting money and abundance. It's called Rich Bitch, Attract Money and Abundance. Those pivotal keys about attracting money are really, really something. And go and listen to that after this video. But what I'm going to share with you is what is meant for you will find you. What is meant for you will find you. And let's say you want that career, but it's not happening. You need to stream and sit down what it is you want. And then you need to, on another piece of paper, write down what it is you think that that will gain you, but also what that will take away from you. And I'm not exactly 100% sure what my exact money blocks were, but I will tell you one thing that one of them was, and that is I was afraid that if I make money, I will become independent or hyper-independent and not reliant on my partners, and therefore I will take less shit from them, and therefore I will walk if I have financial means. Not that I relied on them completely, but let's say I'm renting a house with my partner, let's say with my ex-partner, we were renting a place. What stopped me often with behaviors that I didn't like from leaving is, even though I was working and he was working equally at the time, so it's not even the rhetoric of like, oh, he supports you, so you'll be stuck. No, often people are stuck because they both pay for the same house that they're living in, you know? And it was just stopping me to go, well, you know, we need each other, so it's easier to stay with him. And there would be a feeling of safety and security. And ask yourself, is there something you're gaining by blocking yourself? Is there something you're gaining by not losing the extra weight that you gained and that you don't feel comfortable in? Is there something you're gaining by not having the muscle tone that you want and not going to the gym? Is there something you're gaining by not having the business that makes money? It could be something as simple as it will take you away from your friends and you won't be as available because, baby, you won't be available. My two best friends have been texting me off the hook, asking me when I can meet up with them. I can't meet up with them. Ever since my business has taken off, I can't meet up with them. Do you know that doesn't feel great? And one day I will turn around and I will want to see them again and it will be fantastic. But right now I can't. Is that something that is blocking you? For me, not a lack of money, but making average low income in my 20s made me feel safe to the fact that I was attached to my partners, that I needed them, or that perhaps, you know, with later boyfriends, I felt like, oh, they make more money than me and I respect them for making more money. But then what if I make money or even more money than them? Where will my respect for them come from? And that was something that I grappled with and only overcame after I had children. Why? Because after I had children, the idea of making money actually inspired me and gave me more tenacity, because I wanted to do something for my kids. I wanted more to give my kids a fun Christmas or things that they want, or know that I can send them to a school I want. And if I need to look after them by myself, lest something happen, I don't know that it would, knock on wood, but you know, I wanted that security for my children more than I wanted to feel codependent on someone. See, because when I wasn't making my own money, I felt like I had to put up with shit and be codependent on people. But my want to provide for my children was higher than my want for the other thing. You need to sit down and ask yourself, what is it that you're blocking yourself from and why? What is it gaining you? What's it benefiting to you to do that? Why are you doing that? Because in that you will find the truth, because what is meant for you will find you. And unless you find the key to that and find the true motivation, when you find the true motivation, it is like you're on a boat and you've pulled up the anchor and the sail is in the right direction and you are just full steam ahead. It cannot go wrong. The universe opens up doors for you. But until you do that, it will feel like you're paddling on a boat, the anchor's down, the wind is blowing the other way and you can't move the dang boat. Because resistance is real and the resistance is often coming from inside yourself. Feminine energy women understand that if you focus your energy on your minuses as opposed to on what you have as benefits and pluses, you will create more minuses. It's almost like what you lean into grows. Like if you imagine it energetically, if I think about my negative aspects, it will almost magnify and amplify. If I think about my positive aspects, it will magnify and amplify. We're raised in culture, let's say at school, where if you're getting minuses and D's in math and you're getting A's in English, they will give you a math tutor. Whilst I'm imploring you to maybe get yourself an English tutor and become the best writer you can, as opposed to an average mathematician and an average writer. True feminine women know that the wolf you feed grows, yeah? And the wolf you don't feed starves. It's not to say that you should be an awful person and not work on your minuses and on your character. But what I mean is, if you have deficits that you feel you have in your looks, or you have deficits that you feel you have in how you present to the world, whatever it is, as long as it's not hurting anyone, don't focus on those things. Do you want a bra that is both sexy and comfortable? I do, and I have been searching for one my whole life. I'm all in my 30s, and I still can't find one. Thanks to Third Love, though, you can have both. And this is truly, I found a few bras there that hit the spot in terms of, I've had a lot of problems, as in bra, as in BRA, problems, that's their slogan. And they really solve them. For me, it's been the fact that I've changed sizes 150 times, been pregnant, breastfeeding, losing weight, gaining weight. Boobs change, you know, and it's a lot of frustration, guys. You know what I'm talking about. Basically, they have their headquarters in San Francisco and they make their bras from premium materials. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women with real boobs. Including themselves. They work there, they test it before it's ever given the stamp of approval. They're comfortable, they are supportive, and they can find you the perfect fit because they do half sizes. They basically invented the system of half sizing, which is pretty cool because I'm always halfway somewhere. They go from double A up to H cup, and you will find, hopefully, the bra to fit you. Let me know what you think, because this is always a thing for me. It's time you get your problem solved too. Visit thethirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code podcast15. It's time you get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15. Bring back perkiness, get a smooth look, ditch slipping straps. Oh my God, slipping straps and cutting into back fat or just back is my problem. I cannot stand it. Plus, you can visit their virtual fitting room and find your perfect fit fast. It's time you get your problem solved. Use code podcast15 for $15 off your order at thirdlove.com. Enjoy. I saw this woman who had gained weight to become 120 kilos. Now, I'm no doctor or weight expert, but she said these words. She said, I was 60 kilos having gained 3 kilos from being 58 kilos. I don't know what it is in pounds. You can translate it, guys. I'm not that clever, yeah? I told you I got D's in math. And she goes, well, this is where losing weight got me to. I just wanted to lose 2 kilos, which is like, I don't know, 4 pounds or something, from 60 to 58 one summer, and this is where losing weight got me to. And it struck me as so true, because she was leaning into her negative aspects. She was 58 kilos, gained 2 kilos, was concentrating on it so much that she's now 120 and obese and unhealthy. And I believe her doctor told her to lose weight, and she's like, look where that's got me. She wasn't focusing on the positives, like maybe she cooks really well, maybe she makes amazing food, maybe she's incredible at things, but all she was focusing on is the weight that she's gained and the negative aspects, and therefore it gets you into a cycle of negativity about yourself. You see what I'm saying? And feminine energy women know that what they lean into and what they focus on amplifies. Feed the wolf you want to grow. If you're not feeding the positive wolf, you're going to feed the negative wolf, and the negative wolf will get massive. A key fact that you really need to remember is that charismatic woman and a charismatic person is somebody who is okay with their negative aspects. You know, you sometimes see that woman come into your vicinity or somewhere and you're like, wow, she is incredible. I wish I was like her. There's something she's emulating. And there's a part of you that knows intrinsically. It's not because she looks like Madison Beer or whatever her name is. She's not this incredible, you know, symmetrical Kylie Jenner faced woman. There is just something about her. And I think the key to that, and as you grow through life, this is really useful because you're not always going to have your looks or your youth and all these things. What is really charismatic and incredibly beautiful is someone who's comfortable with their negative aspects but does not lean into them. I want you to use this by writing out your superpowers as a list of affirmations. Often we use a list of affirmations in the form of what you are going to be or what you are going to achieve or what you want to be, even a manifestation. You write it out as, I am beautiful, I am flexible, I am athletic, whatever it is. Why don't we just start with your superpower list? Why don't we start with a superpower list of things you already possess so that you can lean into them, so that you can walk through this life with some kind of confidence? Because once you feel that taste of confidence, you are going to want to do other things that also amplify you and make you feel confident. You're going to want to lean into that also. And until you feel that, it's going to be difficult for you to know what else you are capable of. Write that list of the things that you can already see as aspects of yourself that are incredible and call it your superpower list and use that as a list of affirmations. Suffering and conflict, as opposed to focusing on gratitude and the bigger mission for a feminine energy woman, is something that she would never do. When you have a lack of purpose and mission, it could be raising your children in a really good way. It could be writing a book. I'm just using that example because I wrote one. Or it could be keeping your home in a really beautiful aesthetic way. It could be supporting your husband. It could be running a company. It could be starting a philanthropy, whatever it is. If you don't have that bigger goal, you start to scroll online. You start to negatively spiral about things, you obsess about things, you get really into like this obsessive mentality. Why? Let me give you a food example. When you don't have the classic, let's say three or whatever it is you want to do, wholesome, incredible, nutritious meals a day, what do you do? Because you're depleted in energy, you start to snack on junk food. It's the same with your mentality. A feminine energy woman who's really in her queen energy, she knows that if she's not replenishing her body with incredible vegetables, proteins, fruits, whatever it is that she's chosen to eat as something that makes her feel good, I can't tell you what makes you feel good. You need to do that. She starts to snack on junk. And if you see yourself fixating what some random person thinks about you online, or focusing on things that are really none of your business, and by that I mean what cousin Judy thinks about you. You can't control what Judy thinks. Why are you even thinking about Judy? So if you are starting to live the junk food lifestyle, you need to understand that you need to start replenishing yourself with good food. When you're starting to eat those chips and shit from your pantry, you need to understand that your body is lacking vital nutrients in which you are looking for. I think it's a really good metaphor, and I'm not talking about nutrition now. I hope you understand. I'm talking about things that you need to focus on. A feminine energy woman who is in her higher calling knows that she's not going to be focusing on other people's conflicts and all this stuff and creating suffering for herself, which absolutely doesn't exist, focusing on what somebody thinks of her, for example. When you allow that junk food lifestyle to be a part of your life, you're filling in a void. If you are fixating on people's thoughts about you, you need to understand that there is a void that you now need to fill. You need to learn, you need to research, you need to look outside of yourself and find out what is it that you can fill your life with that has a bigger meaning. Write down what you want to do. What is it that you want in your life? Also, write down a list of your habits, your junk food habits, and write down the list of things you want to achieve. And that is the most surefire, crystal clear way of understanding if you are on mission and almost like hashtag on brand in your life. Because if you've got all these junk food habits, speaking spiritually, right? And life-wise, if you're just doing all these things, negative, negative, conflict, bickering, trolls, whatever, if you're trolling yourself, I don't know anyone who does, but I suppose it's a secret hobby, isn't it? If you're doing that, you need to write down the list of these things that you're doing, bad habits, food, whatever, waking up randomly, not on time, you know what I mean? And write down the list of goals that you've set for yourself. I know you have those goals. I know you have those goals to make a certain amount of money or to have a family or to have children. And ask yourself, does this list over here lead to these goals over here? I'm going to tell you that if it aligns, carry on doing those habits. If it does not, cut them out. Next, very important. Let's take a sip of tea to celebrate getting through those points. Women who are in their high purpose, high calling, feminine energy, really in their groundedness, queen energy, do not let weak men into their lives. And everyone's going to rebuke me now and be like, weak men, what do you mean weak men? Men, blah, blah, blah. It means that you don't take on projects, because I've never heard a truer saying than men hope the woman they meet never changes and a woman hope that the man she meets changes everything about himself. So women spend all the time trying to make this average random man who she's taken on like some kind of charity change into something she wants. I don't know why she chose him in the first place. All she does is try and change him, depletes his whole sense of self, and he now doesn't want to change, doesn't know who he is. He's lying there like a slob on the couch, confused, not taking any action. But this woman has chosen him as a project. Women in their feminine don't choose men as projects. They choose men who already match them, men who are with a purpose, who know what they're doing. If you've chosen a man and you're trying to change him, you're not in your feminine energy. They don't waste their time trying to change a man. They choose a man the way they want him to be. And I don't mean like you want to be married to a millionaire. Some women do. Let's say it's that. I don't mean that you at 20 years old need to marry a 24-year-old millionaire. I'm sure you can, but that's not what it means. I'm not saying you can't be with a man on his journey, and it's great to be with a man on his journey. It's fantastic. What I mean is, don't choose a man who you want to change, but more so, don't choose a weak man that you've got to carry. If you feel you've got to carry your man, you've got the equilibrium wrong. And last but not least, and I think this one is really important, is a feminine energy woman knows that there is a higher power that she can manifest. She believes in the sense of magic in the world, that she knows that energy will flow through her. And if there's a fluidity to her energy, that things will manifest easily. She believes in her feminine power, the essence of belief, that even if you don't believe in God, let's say you are, I can't even remember what the word is. Why is my language gone? But basically, if you don't have any beliefs and you just believe that you're born and die, you need to start believing in some kind of higher energetic power, because it allows you, whether it is right or wrong, to bring things forward towards you. Perhaps I'm trying to communicate to you the fact that if you believe, there is a science to belief. If you believe, doors will open for you. I promise you. And if you get those anchors out of the way, if you make that a reality in your head, that mountains will part for you, all of human beings, storylines and everything. I watched Moana for the first time in my life. Why I'm so late to the game, I don't know why. But you know the way the sea parts for her to find the heart of magic, whatever it's called. Basically, if you believe in magic, the world will move its curtains open for you to enter the stage of life. And you've got to believe that you can manifest and hold that energy. For everybody who pre-ordered my book, I love you the most. For everyone who watches this content, I love you the second most. Thank you so much for being here, for listening, for being a part of the journey. And I'm so excited to hear what you think about this episode, hear what you think about the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Love you lots like jelly tots. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.